Makkos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hanoitel Eim Alabonim. If a person finds a Kan Sipor, a bird with its nest, and he takes the mother, so it's a Shaila, it's a Machlaikis Rishonim, whether it's just taking the mother from the children, or it's taking the mother with the children. Rebuda says, you get Malkus for this, and there's no mitzvah anymore of sending away the mother. You lost that. The Torah says first, it seems like a lavanita klase, like we said in the beginning of last Mishnah. The Torah says, don't take ha'em al abanim, and then it's a shalach to shalach ha'em. So Rebuda says, that's not what the pasuk means. It's not like a chronological order. It's not steps. Rather, the Torah is telling us, send away the mother before you take it. Meaning, don't take it, send it before you take it. That's what the Torah is telling us. And therefore, since you missed the boat, it's not a lavanita klase, and you get malchus. The Chum say, no, this is a lavanita klase. Even if you did take the mother, or the mother with the children, however you did this, you were over the Isser, you should still now send away the mother, and therefore, because it's a lavanita klase, first there's the Isser, and then there's the remedy right after the SA, you don't get malchus. However, what would be if you did something that you were no longer able to send away the mother, like let's say you shechted the mother. According to everybody, now you would get malchus. Shaila, if the mother died by itself after you took it, that's a machlekes. But let's just say the simple case where you shechted the mother after you did the avera, there everybody would agree, even the chum, that you would get malchus. Anytime you have mitzvah loisa say that you can misaken it with a kumva ase, so therefore it's a labanita klase, you don't get malchus.